1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to WDCE FM. We are broadcasting live from the University of Richmond. This is Ahmed Jamal, and you're listening to the Cool Jazz Set. Now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Oh, thanks, Ahmed. Ahmed Jamal, one of my very favorite longtime jazz artist. I followed him since back in the 50s when I first heard him. Tonight's show is all about him. I think you'll enjoy it. He was absolutely a marvelous jazz pianist and was a groundbreaking artist with modern jazz in a trio format. And the three most important modern jazz trios for this listener was Ahmed Jamal with his trio back in the early 50s. I love the trio that he had with Israel Crosby and Vernell Fournier. And, of course, the great Oscar Peterson trio with his great bassist, Ray Brown. And then, of course, Bill Evans. We don't want to leave Bill Evans out. There are lots of others, too. But a lot of people, a lot of artists, actually, copied a lot of what Dr. Jamal was doing. He is a doctor, by the way. He was given an honorary degree at the New England Conservatory of Music. And tonight, we're going to celebrate him. We're going to play a lot of his music. This is one of his groundbreaking trios and a record that broke loads and loads of jazz records. It was on the top 10 jazz recordings for over 100 weeks. And here it is, the Ahmed Jamal Trio. This was done in 1957 at the Spotlight Club in Washington, D.C. But not for me. I hope you enjoy tonight's show. I've sure enjoyed putting it together for you.
Thank you.
Ahmad Jamal's trio live at Joe Siegel's Jazz Showcase in Chicago. And that was in 1992. And that was a nice tune, Dahoud. And that featured, in addition to Ahmad on piano, John Hurd, the bassist, and Yaron Israel on drums. A nice recording of that as well. Here's a nice recording I like very much. It's from an album entitled Jamal at the Penthouse, done in 1959. And the orchestra was arranged and conducted by a longtime good friend of mine, the late Dr. Joe Kennedy Jr. And he and Ahmad Jamal grew up together in Pittsburgh. We're childhood friends, went to school together, began playing music together at a very, very, very young age, and continued to be close friends forever up until Joe's passing several years ago. They recorded a number of recordings together, and this is one you'll hear right now. And this is a nice arrangement conducted and arranged by Joe Kennedy. This is Jamal's Trio with Strings, Tangerine. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was obviously Autumn Leaves by Ahmad Jamal and his trio. This is from a brand new album he's just released a week ago entitled Marseille. Marseille in France, and featuring his trio of bassist James Kamak and the drummer Herlin Riley, and Extra Precaution by Manolo Bajarena and Marseille. Nice recording. He has about 100 albums that he has out, and his website has all of these listed. A really nice discography, as well as wonderful information on him and his career. Here's a nice quintet album he did back in 1960 entitled Listen to the Ahmad Jamal Quintet, featuring Joe Kennedy on violin and Ray Crawford on guitar. And this was written by the violinist Joe Kennedy. Tempo for two. Thank you. and a 1994 recording that Ray Brown put out entitled Some of My Best Friends Are the Piano Players. And of course, in addition to Oscar Peterson and Benny Green, he included three tracks on that by the great Ahmad Jamal. Love Walked In, we just heard that. A nice, nice recording. Nice to hear Ray Brown with Ahmad as well. Here's a recording Dr. Jamal did in 2009, entitled Paris After Dark. And he wrote that. It's on an album, actually, that's entitled A Quiet Time. This tune is entitled Paris After Dark. Ahmad Jamal and his quartet. Thank you. was Ahmad Jamal Trio in 1961, recorded at a club that he opened and was very successful. And he recorded there soon after they had opened it. It was called the Alhambra, and that was Israel Crosby on bass, Vernell Fournier on drums, and of course, Ahmad on piano. Broadway. Here's a nice recording that he did in 1958, a live recording in Washington, D.C. Spotlight Club. This is a tune entitled Ahmad's Blues.
Thank you.
course, the Alma Jamal Quintet with Joe Kennedy on violin, Ray Crawford on guitar, and A Wonderful World. Hope you enjoyed that. That was recorded back in 1960. Here's a nice trio recording that he did entitled Alma Jamal, I Remember Duke, Hoagie, and Strayhorn, kind of a dedication album. And this is a nice piece that he did with his trio at that time, Ephraim Wolfolk on bass and Arnie Dixon on drums, entitled Never Let Me Go.
Thank you.
Never Let Me Go, Ahmad Jamal's trio. What a nice arrangement. Well, we'll finish out this first set with a nice recording that he did back in 1959 when he was on a cross-country tour. And this is a tune I'm sure you've heard entitled, Like Someone in Love.